世界之大，无奇不有。
The world is vast and full of wonders.
欢迎来到惊掉下巴。
Welcome to mind blowing.
如果我告诉你有这么一种东西
，If I told you about something like this,
它能增强免疫力
，It can enhance immunity,
调节内分泌
，Regulate hormones,
能促进造血机能
，Promote the function of the bone marrow,
延缓衰老
，Delay aging.
甚至还能让人返老还童。
It can even make people young again.
你会不会想试一试呢
？Would you like to try it?
过去十几年间
，Over the past decade，
无数的富豪
，Countless wealthy people，
明星名媛都为之疯狂。
Celebrities and socialites are all crazy about it.
专门飞去国外接受治疗
，Go abroad for treatment.
豪掷数万甚至数十万元只为打上一针
Spending tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands just for a single shot
它就是羊胎素
It is placenta extract
可如果羊胎素真的这么神奇的话
But if choline is really so miraculous
为什么从来没有被医学界承认过呢
Why has it never been recognized by the medical community?
今天
Today,
那我们就冒天下之大
We dared to challenge the heavens.
大不韪聊聊羊胎素背后的秘密
I don't want to talk about the secrets behind Euphorbia.
神话的诞生
The birth of mythology.
喜马拉雅有不老雪莲
Himalaya has the immortal snow lotus.
安第斯山脉
Andes mountains.
有玛卡
There is marker.
阿尔卑斯山有不老泉
The Alps have a spring that never dries up.
而瑞士诞生了羊胎素
And Chymis was born in Switzerland.
羊胎素的故事
The story of placenta.
最早可以追溯到上世纪三十年代
It can be traced back to the 1980s.
当时瑞士医生保罗·尼汉斯提出了一种称为活细胞疗法的概念。
At that time, Swiss Dr. Paul Meehan proposed the concept of cell therapy.
他的理论非常的简单。
His theory is very simple.
既然年轻动物拥有旺盛的生命力
，Since young animals have a strong vitality.
那么把动物胚胎中的细胞提取出来
，then extract cells from the animal embryo，
再注射给年长的人
，reinjection for the elderly，
是不是就能帮人恢复活力和青春呢
？Can it help people regain vitality and youth？
虽然如今看来
，although it seems that now，
这个逻辑简直是粗糙的
，this logic is so crude。
有点荒唐呀
It's a bit absurd.
但是在那个细胞生物学和免疫学都还处于起步阶段的年代
However, in those days when cell biology and immunology were still in their infancy
这说法真的就唬住了很多人
This statement really shocked a lot of people
保罗医生也因此声名大噪
Dr. Paul also became famous
被称为细胞疗法之父
Paul, the father of cell therapy.
他的诊所位于瑞士蒙特勒附近
His clinic is located near Montreux, Switzerland.
很多政要富豪都慕名而来
Many wealthy politicians came to visit.
保罗医生打出的广告语也是相当的夸张
The advertising slogan that doctor...Paul came up with is also quite exaggerated.
什么返老还童
What is the meaning of rejuvenation?
延长寿命
Extend life.
恢复活力
Revitalize.
青春永驻等等
Youthfulness, longevity, etc.
毕竟在那个年代还没有广告法
After all, there was no advertising law at that time.
这便是羊胎素产业的源头。
This is the origin of the industry for placenta.
这种疗法从诞生开始
，This therapy from its inception，
就与高端二字是深深绑定在一起。
It has been deeply intertwined with the concept of high end for a long time.
它不是街边诊所的产品。
It's not a product for roadside clinics.
相反
On the contrary,
它出现在了欧洲的养老院，出现在了富人。
He appeared in European nursing homes among the wealthy.
全出现在了各种关于名流保养的传说当中。
Circles have appeared in various legends about celebrity skincare.
渐渐的，人们开始形成了一种印象。
Gradually, people began to form an impression.
说贵族在用。
Used by nobles.
明星在用。
Celebrities are using.
富豪在用。
The rich are using it.
那就一定是有效的。传闻。
That must be true.
丘吉尔就曾经接受过保罗医生的羊胎素治疗。
Churchill once received treatment with placenta extracts from Dr. Paul.
后来甚至被用作了羊胎素的活招牌。
Later, it was even used as a live demonstration for chondroitin.
而出现在瑞士诊所羊胎素贵宾名单里的正药又何止丘吉尔一人。
And not just Churchill, but many others were also on the VIP list of Swiss clinics for abortion.
还包括法国前总统戴高乐将军。
It also includes General Charles de Gaulle, the former president of France.
德国前总统康拉德·阿登纳。
Konrad Adenauer, former president of Germany.
至于他们究竟接受了什么？
As for what they actually accepted,
治疗是否有效?
Is the treatment effective?
消息是否属实?
Is the news true?
外界并不知晓。
The outside world doesn't know.
而在中国娱乐圈,羊胎素这个词。
In the Chinese entertainment industry, the term sheep placenta has become a buzzword.
不像是医学名词。
It doesn't seem like a medical term.
更像是一种半公开的贵妇圈暗号。
More like a semi-public code used by high society ladies.
2012年前后
Around 2012,
在一场公开活动中
In a public event,
演员袁立直白的询问
Actor Ewan Lai's direct question.
斯琴高娃最近是否打了羊胎素
Has Sitchin Gay were recently taken a dose of choline?
场面一度极度尴尬。
The scene was extremely awkward.
没有斯琴高娃老师。
There is no case against the teacher.
最近打了羊胎素了。
I recently took a pregnancy test.
哦，是可以说的吗
？Can this be said?
可以。对。
Okay.
他说了。
He said.
我觉得这个是我比较请教的问题。
I think this is a question I'm asking.
随着这段采访视频的广为流传
With the widespread circulation of this interview video,
羊胎素逐渐与女明星的冻龄状态挂上了钩
The placenta extract has gradually become associated with the aging status of female celebrities.
当一位女明星看起来比实际年龄年轻时
When a female celebrity looks younger than her actual age,
人们往往会将其归因于打了抗衰针。
People often attribute it to having anti-aging needles.
而羊胎素就是最高端的抗衰针。
And placenta extract is the most premium anti-aging needle.
十几年前
A few years ago,
一些关于明星专程飞瑞士养老院
Some celebrities have flown to Switzerland for retirement.
一次疗程费用高达几十万甚至上百万的说法。
The claim that a single course of treatment can cost tens or hundreds of thousands.
在社交媒体上反复被提及。
Repeatedly mentioned on social media.
一位担任瑞士羊胎素国内市场部首席代表的人曾经向记者透露说
A former chief representative of the Swiss Herbal Medicine Domestic Market Department revealed to a reporter that
许多港台明星
many Hong Kong and Taiwanese celebrities
比如说刘德华
for example, Louis Koo,
张曼玉
Michelle Yeoh,
关之琳
Warren Zillin,
李嘉欣等等
Baikar Singh and others,
都是他们的 VIP 客户。
They are all their VIP customers.
每一年
Every year,
这些港星由他们公司的工作人员陪同去瑞士打羊胎素。
These positions are accompanied by the company's staff to go to Switzerland for fetal tissue harvesting.
这种羊胎素针剂的价格分为几种。
The price of this placenta extract injection is divided into several types.
从12万元到二三十万元一针不等。
From 12,000 to 20,000 or 30,000 per needle.
价格最贵的甚至高达58万元一针。
The most expensive ones can even cost up to 580,000 yuan per dose.
这种针至少能让人年轻5岁。
This needle can at least make you look 5 years younger.
如果坚持打上几年的话
，If you persevere for a few years,
还能保持10年以上青春不老。
And maintain youth for more than 10 years.
虽然这些明星当事人从来没有正式确认爆料者的说法
Although these celebrities have never officially confirmed the claims made by the source.
但羊胎素三个字已经逐渐与冻龄、贵妇抗衰、顶级保养深深绑定在一起了。
However, the three characters Yang's essence have gradually become deeply associated with anti-aging and top-tier skincare for ageless women.
而在一些瑞士抗衰机构的早期宣传资料中
In some early promotional materials of Swiss anti-aging institutions,
也确实出现过面向亚洲高净值客户的营销案例。
There have also been marketing cases targeting high net worth clients in Asia.
进一步加深了网友们的想象空间。
Expanded the imagination space of netizens.
在整个中国娱乐圈的语境中
In the context of the entire Chinese entertainment industry,
羊胎素更像是一种被制造出来的符号。
Crystalline is more like a manufactured symbol.
存在于传闻、联想与营销话术之间
Existing in rumors and marketing jargon.
但是很多东西越是神秘
However, the more mysterious something is,
就越容易被炒上高价。一瓶十几块钱的护肤品
It's much easier to get a bottle of skincare products worth over $10 on a high shelf.
很多人可能会怀疑它的效果。
Many people may doubt its effectiveness.
但如果把同样的东西换一个标装，贴上个几千块钱的标价
But if the same thing is replaced with a new one and labeled with a price tag of several thousand yuan,
人们反而会觉得那里面一定藏着什么高科技
People will actually think that there must be some high tech inside.
羊胎素其实就是利用了这种心理。
The essence of placenta is actually based on this psychology.
被包装成了一种身份的象征。
It was packaged as a symbol of identity.
那么羊胎素的成分到底是啥呢？
So, what are the components of placenta extract?
很多人以为羊胎素里面装的是某种神奇的细胞。
Many people think that the contents of the Euphacel capsule are some kind of miraculous cells.
事实上，大多数所谓的羊胎素产品本质上只是羊胎盘或者是羊胚胎组织的提取物。
In fact, most so-called placenta extracts are essentially extracts of placental or embryonic tissue from sheep.
里面可能包含蛋白质。
May contain protein,
氨基酸
amino acids,
激素以及各种细胞成分
hormones and various cell components.
听起来非常高大上
Sounds very high end.
对不对
Is it right?
但是高级并不等于有效呀
But high doesn't mean effective.
就像把一台电脑拆成零件扔给你
Like taking a computer apart and throwing the parts at you.
并不意味你能立刻拥有一台超级计算机。
It doesn't mean you can immediately own a supercomputer.
不信邪的医学界。
The medical community that refuses to give up.
很多人存在一种误区。
Many people have a misconception.
认为年轻细胞进入身体以后
Once young cells enter the body,
就能够自动修复衰老的组织。
It can automatically repair aging tissues.
但是理想很丰满。
But the ideal is beautiful.
现实却很骨感。
The reality is quite stark.
因为人体不是乐高积木。
Because the human body is not Lego brick.
不是说哪里坏了。
It's not that something is broken.
你把新的零件塞进去就能够修好。
You can fix it by putting in the new parts.
我们的身体拥有非常复杂的免疫系统。
Our body has a very complex immune system.
任何外来的细胞或者是蛋白质进入人体之后
Once any foreign cells or proteins enter the human body,
首先面对的不是修复工作。
The first thing to face is not the repair work.
而是免疫系统的审查。
Instead, it is a review of the immune system.
对于人体来说
For the human body,
羊的细胞不是自己人。
The sheep's cells are not human.
而是外来者。
Instead, it is an outsider.
很多成分会被迅速分解。
Many components are quickly degraded.
然后被代谢排出。
Then metabolized and excreted.
根本不可能像广告里描述的那样。
It's impossible to use it as described in the advertisement.
自动跑到你的皮肤里帮你去清除皱纹。
Automatically runs into your skin to help remove wrinkles.
如果真有广告里说的那么深。
If it's really as deep as they say in the ads.
羊胎素早就获得诺贝尔医学奖了。
The placenta of sheep has already won the Nobel Prize in Medicine.
把年轻的动物细胞源源不断地注射给老年人。
Injecting young animal cells into elderly people continuously.
那地球上就不会有生老病死了。
If there were no Earth, then life would not exist.
更重要的是
More importantly,
直到今天关于羊胎素抗衰效果的高质量临床证据依然是非常有限的。
As of today, there is still very limited high-quality clinical evidence regarding the anti-aging effects of placenta.
注意
Please note,
这里说的不是没人觉得有效果。
This doesn't mean that no one thinks it's effective.
而是说没有严格的临床验证。
Instead, it is said that there is no strict clinical validation.
医学研究讲究的是随机对照实验。
Medical research relies on randomized controlled trials.
讲究的是样本量。
Focus on sample size.
长期跟踪。
Long-term tracking.
可重复验证。
Verifiable.
而不是几个消费者的体验分享。
Instead of a few consumer experience shares.
可是在羊胎素领域
In the field of placenta,
最常见的恰恰是各种个人故事
The most common are various personal stories.
有人说自己年轻了十岁
Some people say they look 10 years younger.
有人说自己皮肤变亮了
Some people say their skin looks brighter.
有人说
Some people say,
睡眠质量变好了
sleep quality improved.
但这些故事是无法证明因果关系的。
However, these stories cannot prove causality.
因为影响人体状态的因素实在是太多了。
Because there are too many factors that affect the human body.
比如说睡眠
For example, sleep,
饮食
diet,
运动
exercise,
心理状态
mental state
甚至只是因为你最近压力变小了
even if it's just because you've recently experienced less stress
都可能让整个人看起来更加年轻
all of them can make a person look younger
医美行业是最善用安慰剂效应的
The cosmetic industry is very good at using the placebo effect.
所谓安慰剂效应
The placebo effect
就是指病人接受了无效的治疗。
This refers to the situation where a patient receives ineffective treatment.
但由于预料或相信治疗有效
However, due to the expectation or belief that treatment is effective.
从而让病灶症状得到舒缓的心理和生理现象。
This refers to the psychological and physiological phenomena that result in relief from symptoms of disease.
假如你花了三万块钱打了一针
If you spent 30,000 yuan on a single shot
医生告诉你
Doctor told me
这是顶级的抗衰科技
This is top-notch anti-aging technology
周围人也不断地夸你
People around you are constantly praising you
你气色变好了
Your complexion looks better
那么你就很容易开始关注自己积极的变化
And it's easy for you to start noticing your own positive changes.
而忽略那些没有变化的部分
And ignore the parts that haven't changed.
于是你就会越来越坚信这钱花的真值
Then you will become more and more convinced that the money is worth it.
事实上
In fact,
很多高价抗衰项目销售的并不是疗效
Many high-priced anti-aging projects are not selling the efficacy.
他们是先售卖焦虑
They sell anxiety first.
然后再售卖希望
Reselling hope.
然而
However,
比没效果更值得警惕的其实是风险
But is actually more worth being vigilant about than the lack of effect is the risk.
很多人都不知道羊胎素市场其实相当的混乱
Many people are unaware that the market for placenta is quite chaotic.
有些产品来源正规
Some products are sourced from legitimate channels.
有些产品则根本就说不清来源
Some products are even impossible to trace their origin.
消费者往往只是听到了瑞士技术细胞疗法高端抗衰
Consumers often only hear about Swiss high-end cell therapy for anti-aging.
却不知道自己究竟被注射了什么。
However, he didn't know what exactly was injected into him.
任何动物来源的生物制剂都可能会带来风险。
Any biological products derived from animals may pose risks.
包括过敏反应。
Including allergic reactions.
免疫异常
immune dysfunction
炎症
inflammation
反应感染风险
reflect the risk of infection
甚至是潜在的未知问题
even potential unknown issues
所以你会发现一个现象
so you will find a phenomenon
就是越正规的医院是越少把羊胎素当成神药去宣传的
The more regular the hospital, the less likely it is to promote chrysomol as a miracle cure.
反而是各种营销机构最喜欢使用这个概念。
On the contrary, this concept is most favored by various marketing agencies.
因为神秘感本身就是最好的营销工具。
Because mystery is the best marketing tool.
2015年
In 2015,
瑞士药监机构 Swissmedic 对多个诊所和供应商展开了调查。
The Swiss regulatory agency, Swissmedic, has launched an investigation into several clinics and suppliers.
甚至启动了刑事案件。
Even initiated criminal proceedings.
查处多个动物组织制剂的供应商，多起案件进入了联邦行政法院。14个网站
，Multiple cases involving suppliers of animal products have entered the federal administrative court，
因为涉嫌虚假宣传被点名整改。
Because it is suspected of false advertising, it has been named for rectification。
官方明确表示。
The official statement clearly stated that
羊胎素抗衰老并没有任何科学依据
There is no scientific evidence to support the anti-aging effects of placenta.
要么是假的。
Either it's fake.
要么是非法的。
Either illegal.
可能会引发过敏反应。
May cause allergic reactions.
注射脓肿。
Injection of abscess.
病原体传播风险。
Pathogen transmission risk.
当亚洲贵妇明星络绎不绝地前往瑞士去打羊胎素时，先
When Asian celebrity stars flocked to Switzerland to get abortions,
没有人知的是
Some people know.
监管机构早就已经公布真相了。
The regulatory authorities have already revealed the truth.
骗局永不消失。
Scams never disappear.
说到这里
At this point,
可能有人会问了
Someone might ask,
既然没有临床证据
Since there is no clinical evidence,
为什么羊胎素还能流行这么多年呢
Why has placenta extract remained popular for so many years?
答案其实很简单
The answer is actually very simple.
因为羊胎素卖的从来都不是动物胚胎细胞
Because the raw material for choline chloride is not animal embryo cells.
它卖的是人类最古老的梦想。
It sells the oldest dream of mankind.
长生不老。
Eternal life.
从古至今。
From ancient times to the present.
人类从未停止过追求青春。
Humans have never stopped pursuing youth.
古埃及人研究永生仪式。
The ancient Egyptians studied the rituals of immortality.
中国古代皇帝炼制仙丹，欧洲传说中存在青春之泉。
Ancient Chinese emperors made elixirs of immortality. In European legends, there is a spring of youth.
而到了今天
And today,
我们把这些幻想换成了更现代的名词。
We replace these fantasies with more modern terms.
抗衰科技
Anti-aging technology
细胞疗法
Cell therapy
逆龄医学
Anti-aging medicine
但是本质其实都没有改变
But fundamentally, nothing has changed.
人类依然是害怕衰老的
Humans are still afraid of aging.
尤其是在社交媒体如此发达的今天
Especially in today's era of highly developed social media,
人们每天都会看到年轻漂亮的面孔。
People see young and beautiful faces every day.
看到经过修图的照片。
Seeing the photos that have been edited.
看到明星几十岁依然状态惊人的新闻。
Seeing news about celebrities who are still in great shape at the age of 40s.
于是焦虑被不断地放大了。
Thus anxiety was constantly amplified.
很多人开始觉得老去是一种失败。
Many people start to think that getting old is a failure.
皱纹是一种缺陷。
Wrinkles are a defect.
年龄是一种需要被隐藏的秘密。
Age is a secret that needs to be hidden.
于是
So,
整个抗衰行业迎来了黄金时代。
Anti-aging industry has ushered in a golden age.
只要能与年轻两个字挂上钩
As long as you can attach the two words young to it.
无论产品有多贵
No matter how expensive the product is.
总有人是愿意买单的。
There are always people willing to pay.
而羊胎素恰恰就是利用了这种焦虑。
And Chrysin, on the other hand, takes advantage of this anxiety.
给消费者讲述了一个极其诱人的故事。
Told consumers a very tempting story.
时间可以被打败。
Time can be defeated.
青春可以被买回来。
Youth can be bought back.
衰老也可以被逆转。
Aging can be reversed.
但如果我们仔细观察那些真正老得慢的人
But if we carefully observe those who truly age slowly,
会发现他们的秘诀其实并不神秘。
You will find that their secrets are actually not mysterious.
规律的睡眠
regular sleep,
健康的饮食
healthy diet,
长期运动
long-term exercise,
坚持防晒
protect yourself from the sun,
保持良好的情绪
maintain a good mood.
这些方法听起来毫无传奇色彩
These methods sound unremarkable.
也没有什么贵族养老院的光环
There is no aura of nobility in any of the aristocratic retirement homes.
但是他们却拥有比羊胎素更扎实的科学证据。
However, they have more solid scientific evidence than sheep placenta.
可惜的是，人类总
Unfortunately, humans are always
总喜欢走捷径
like shortcuts,
而不喜欢坚持一针就能解决的问题。
But I don't like problems that can be solved with just one shot.
谁愿意花时间去坚持规律生活呢?
Who would be willing to spend time to stick to a regular life?
所以羊胎素的故事一定还会继续出现。
Therefore, the story of Yantu will continue to appear.
今天叫羊胎素。
Today is called Colleen.
明天可能叫干细胞神话。
Tomorrow may be called The season of the gods.
后天可能又换成新的概念。
A concept may be changed again in the near future.
名字会变。
Name can change.
包装会变。
The packaging will change.
营销话术会变。
Marketing slogans change.
但是利用人类对青春的渴望。
However, by exploiting people's desire for youthfulness,
这一点是永远都不会变了。
This is something that will never change.
真正的抗衰不是寻找神药。
True anti-aging is not about finding a miracle cure,
而是学会接受时间流逝。
Instead, learn to accept the passage of time.
接受衰老。
Accept aging.
好了。
Okay.
关于羊胎素的真相。
The truth about Colleen.
今天先跟大家聊到这里。
Let's talk about this for now.
如果你喜欢这样的内容
If you like this kind of content,
别忘了点赞
Don't forget to like,
收藏并分享给你的朋友们
Save and share with your friends.
也欢迎在下方留言区与我们分享你的感受
We also welcome you to share your thoughts in the comment section below.
我们下支影片再见咯
See you in the next video.
Bye-bye.
Bye.